Let's now go to Dr. Kruthika Kupali, medical doctor and infectious disease specialist based in Palo Alto. We also have Dr. Girdhar Gyani, Director General, Association of Healthcare Providers. We also have Dr. Priya Sampath Kumar, Chair, Infection of Prevention of Control at Mayo Clinic. Thank you very much to all of you all. Dr. Kruthika, I want to begin with you. You see, an inoculation drive as massive as this, the government is hopeful. It's very important to stay positive about this, but it's also equally important to second guess the possible problems. So I want to ask you, in your wisdom, what do you think are those possible problems that we can encounter, which we can fix right now or start working on right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think one of the largest challenges is going to be the logistics of such a massive vaccination drive. So actually getting the shots into arms of people in and of itself, trying to get people to come out for the vaccines, trying to actually get people to give vaccines, I think that's going to be one of the most challenging problems when you're trying to vaccinate so many people at one time. Likewise, I think really trying to reach the difficult to reach populations, that's also going to be a challenge. Those are challenges that are not unique to India, but I think challenges that have been faced all over the world. And then finally, I think the other thing that really is going to be a challenge is trying to combat some of the misinformation that has been out there. There's misinformation everywhere, and really trying to convince people to get vaccinated. So I think those would be the three things I'd be most worried about, and things that really there need to be contingency plans to think about those things.
All right. Dr. Sampath Kumar, you see, we was just speaking to the Dr. N.K. Arora, is the chairman of the COVID working group in India. And he says that we are prepared. We have carried out inoculation drives or vaccination drives in the past also. Our system is geared up. We can go as high as 1 crore doses a day. But the problem, the biggest problem that one faces, especially in rural areas, is vaccine hesitancy. Now, what do you think? Is there any global example that can be followed on how to end this very quickly? Because clearly we can't afford to waste time.
So I think vaccine hesitancy is real and is a problem, but right now the bigger problem that India has is vaccine availability. So from everything that I'm hearing, doses that are made available to clinics and hospitals are being used up quickly. So the second wave has scared people enough that the hesitancy has decreased, but right now we're still struggling with vaccine availability. Vaccine hesitancy, the things that we can do to fight it is be very, very transparent about why we're vaccinating, how effective the vaccine is. Tell people, I think one of the key public health messages needs to be that you can still get COVID after getting the vaccine, but the chances that you will die from COVID are very, very low. So, you know, proactively message people that the vaccine isn't 100% effective against preventing infection, but it's very, very effective against preventing death. And the transparency is also very important. People have talked about, well, this is a new vaccine. We don't know whether it'll work, whether there'll be long-term side effects. So talk about the trials and tell them what we found in the trials. And also now we've given millions and millions of doses over the last 3 months. Talk about how effective the vaccines have been and the side effects that have occurred.
All right. Dr. Om Srivastava, member of the Maharashtra Task Force, is also with us. But I would like to go to Dr. Gyani first. Dr. Gyani, one of the things that have been observed, at least in these initial phases or the first few months of our inoculation drive, is that there are some areas where camps were organized and a particular type of vaccine was available, that is either Covishield or Covaxin. But then people were due for a second dose. And then, unfortunately, the other dose was kind of available right next to them. And thus, there have been many instances, some reported and some have gone unreported, of vaccine cocktails, of vaccine being mixed. Now, how big an issue of concern is this going to be, especially when we'll add so many different vaccines? There'll be, you know, many more instances of mixing. So is mixing okay or not okay?
so far, the mixing is not supposed to be okay, because no study has been done, and Dr. V.K. Paul has already announced that no mixing should be done. That is one point. The second point is that this problem has happened in the month of May only, because where the vaccines was garnered mostly by the big hospitals only, and that's why the smaller hospitals, which were the vaccinating centers earlier, they did not have any vaccine. So that is where, you know, the people were not able to get the vaccination done. I will just add on a small point here on hesitancy, that 15% of healthcare workers also have not taken vaccination till today. And our own survey by HPI is that 30% of Indian population, even if you give them free, there is a hesitancy. So we are suggesting to the government that you must open up the next door nursing home concept. They will be able to convince the community to go for the vaccination. And that is where your point was very important when we were discussing with Dr. Arora, that vaccination should be given at the smaller centers. I will also add one point here, that because of our persistence, government now has issued the guideline that now the even 25% vaccine doses to the private sector will be channelized, coordinated through the state, so that the state will make sure that the smaller hospitals also are getting their due share. So there's a new change which has been announced yesterday, and that will come into effect from 21st June.
Yes, interesting. Yes. Dr. Gyani, you know, because the problem is, and I spoke to a lot of top doctors from these big hospitals who said that out of the goodness of our heart, we want to contribute towards the society. It may have been genuine also. They say that we'll buy the vaccines because we've got the purchasing power. And then we'll, as part of our corporate social responsibility, hold camps, go into rural areas, help people. It all sounds good. But do you fear that there is a possibility in the private sector of vaccine hoarding as a consequence?
You see, the big hospitals have all good intention. They are also our members. But, you know, their presence is only in Tier 1 and Tier 2. So let us not forget Tier 3, they do not have any presence. And rural area, not at all. And that is where this mismatch is coming. And that is why this needs to be corrected.
Okay. Dr. Srivastav is also with us. Dr. Srivastav, you're a member of the Maharashtra COVID Task Force. Can you tell us what are the practical issues that you are facing apart from availability? Because we obviously know that that is a major concern. Apart from that, what do you think can possibly stop us from achieving this target? If we were to 100% achieve vaccination for all by the end of this year, what apart from availability needs to be done?
So, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. What apart from availability are going to be the biggest challenges? Well, you know, there is going to be a little amount of hoarding, as we've already discussed. There is also going to be a little bit of wastage, pilferage, theft. There is also going to be some amount of hesitancy. When you're opening a batch of a vaccine, which has got two doses, you're able to use only one, the next one has to be used in 24 hours time and has to be stored at 2 to 8 degrees or even lesser than that. Then there is going to be the human element where you may not always be able to keep that vaccine in that way. And that when you're not able to do that, you're going to find that one set of these vaccine doses will get wasted. So, you know, all of these are going to be, we are probably looking at very specific watertight compartments. We probably need to look at it from the point of view of the human element, the human factor, and what impact that is going to have. Because a lot of the people who are going to be handling these vaccines in wherever you say in a tertiary care hospital or a public hospital or a primary healthcare center or a vaccine center, all of these people are going to be having the human element. You are never going to be able to minimize that down to the last 1% of whatever it is, whether it is storage or it is wastage or it is pilferage or combination of all of these things. So those are going to be our challenges. We are going to find that the total amount of vaccine doses that are not going to be made available in spite of them being procured and kept in a in a particular center, those places are going to feel that they are going to lose those about 20% or 30% of their doses, and you will have to reclaim them or regather them or get them to be reaccumulated and given over that much of time. So if your target for a vaccine drive is December, I think you probably need to be preparing for March to May of next year for you to be meeting your targets, which is what is
You're being realistic. So you're basically trying to tell the government, be realistic.
I think that if you're not realistic, you're only going to be disappointed. You'll be disappointed.
But Dr. Srivastava, we can't wait that long. The third wave is not going to wait that long. No. The sort of timeline you're giving.
Long, but you still need to be able to preparing for it. You need to be able to say, okay, this is my target population. These are the people who are the most important. Hmm. I need to be giving these many vials of vaccine. I need to be doing it between now and say September or October. You need to add to that the possibility that it may not be September, it may be December. But unless you do that, you're probably looking at May of next year.
Okay. Very quickly, Dr. Krutika, you know this 4 points that have been mentioned by Dr. Srivastava, apart from availability, what are the challenges that we can face? Pilferage, wastage, hoarding, as well as hesitancy. Now, hesitancy we are dealing with. How are we dealing with the others? You know, there was this very glorious and celebrated Kerala model where the Kerala government was using that little extra vaccine also in the vial and vaccinating people. So they had vaccinated more people than what they were supposed to. Do you think that formulas like these are going to help us?
Sure. I think things like that can be helpful. I think, again, having a good logistics plan is going to be helpful. So you can make sure that you're vaccinating people as efficiently as possible and making sure that you're not wasting vaccine. So I think making sure that you have good plans to ensure that you're maximizing the amount of vaccine that you're using so that you're not wasting shots of vaccine. You're not opening vials unnecessarily and only using half of the doses of the vaccine. All that's really important to make sure you're not wasting and you're vaccinating everybody as quickly as possible. So again, that goes back down to planning and logistics of your vaccine rollout.
And if you believe the government, they say that they started planning way before the vaccine even existed or was still in trial phases. So if they say that they've planned, then it'll be very interesting to see that plan play out post the 21st of June. Dr. Sampath Kumar, you know, if you were to give suggestions right now, obviously a Herculean task like this cannot be done, has to be spearheaded by a central authority or a federal authority. But then you need the support of one and all, not just state governments, but private players, one and all. Do you think, you know, in your wisdom, do you see us in India doing the same and any global examples that you would like to cite?
So, you know, like Dr. Arora was saying earlier, if there's one country that can actually pull it off, it's India, because we have so much experience with these large-scale vaccination programs like the polio program. And I think he said it's different with children and adults. I think in some ways it's easier to get adults to these vaccine centers than children. So I think that shouldn't be as much of an issue. I think that there are a lot of things that we've learned, including, like you said, involving everybody. So wastage of vaccine, for instance, the public should be aware that they may show up, they may have an appointment, but if they're the last person of the day and you have to open a new vial for them, they may be told to come back the next day. So they should cooperate with that rather than run the risk that you may waste doses by opening a vial at that time. So having the public cooperate with that. And then using some formulas for vaccine wastage. Sites that have too much vaccine wastage, I saw that in some states the wastage was as high as 17 to 20%. Looking into those reasons, because right now availability is the biggest issue. And you're absolutely right. In the U.S., we managed to get sometimes 12 doses out of a 10-dose vial. and vaccine manufacturers always overfill. So anticipating that and making plans, especially right now when vaccine is still being given through appointments, you can easily plan for those things. Some body should be monitoring these metrics. And again, you need to be transparent about the metrics, how much wastage there is, how many doses you were allocated, and how many you used up each week, so that you can reallocate vaccine to the areas where there's more demand move it out of areas where you're not having as many takers.
Dr. Girdhar, I want to come to you on the possibility of a booster shot. I mean, if Dr. Srivastava is to be believed, and if we are supposed to be realistic, this drive, if you've planned for December, may end up getting completed by, if you're planning for December, it may end up getting completed by May. By then, will we not be in a position where the initial recipients of the vaccine may need a booster shot? After all, the vaccine is not going to last forever, no?
Yeah, one small point I will add here, a previous discussion. We are making one big mistake. Vaccination is not simply injecting vaccine. It is a complete process, procuring, storage, logistic, minimizing wastages, cold chain, lot of things. This training was done only once on 16th January, let me tell you. It has not been repeated after that. We must make sure that all the vaccination center, all the staff, they must be trained. There is a 4-hour training module available online, which must be done to minimize the
problem.
Oh,
that's an important point you're mentioning. Can you repeat this? You're saying that the training process for carrying out an inoculation drive like this was done only once.
16 January by Government of India, and after that it has been left to the centers. That the way they want to do it, it must be formalized, because there are a lot of missing component, very important component. One of the component in the training is also how do you engage with the community. Hmm. So this package we are now trying to emphasize to the government must be repeated, and we have discussion with the NSDC, National Skill Development Council, only yesterday, that this module must be, you know, given to all the centers free of cost. So that is the one aspect. Now coming to your question, this vaccination, we have covered only 20% population, if I strictly speaking, 45 years and above. 40% population of 18 to 45 is undergoing. And then, of course, children are going to come, which will be another, 20% population. So this process is going to end up by December 22. And by the time, surely, by the time studies will be over, that whether the efficacy is 9 months, 10 months or 1 year. But in any case, it will not be more than 1 year. So we will be coming up with a booster dose, definitely. So really, we need long-term plan. In fact, I must tell you, there are agencies approaching our association that they can get you 100 million J&J vaccine for us. Now, we are in a fix, I said. We cannot do it. Let us consult government. Hmm. But it looks, there are now agencies already coming into the market to say that these vaccines are available. For example, Sputnik, they are saying directly available from USSR. We are really not sure. So we are going to engage with the government that if this vaccine is available through some other sources, should association get into that dialogue? But to answer your question, definitely we have to be prepared till December 22, not 21.
Okay, and a booster shot is required, which means that all the frontline warriors who got it in January and February, and if this inoculation drive goes on till May, you will have to start this chain reaction. By the time you finish one, there will have to be a booster shot for the first phase people.
Our wish is that if we can get a single dose vaccine, like J&J and the light Sputnik, something like that, if comes, I think our job will be much easier.
Okay. I think the government is working. Let's hope they're listening and planning. Thank you very much.